What up, bitches? Back at it again with another episode of the motherfucking CJ Bronson Podcast. Today is Monday, May 16th, 2022, and your ass better be up. I know you got shit to do. I know the weekend was great. Oh, I had such a good time with my friends. I did this. I went to the movies. La, la, la. Went shopping to the mall. That's over. That's fucking over. Get up. We got shit to do today. Smoke your bowl, maybe two. Go for your walk. What do I always say? 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Jump in the shower if you have time. If not, wash your face and genitals, and let's get to the fucking job. That's it. Playtime is over. Today's the day. Today's Monday. Everyone else is going to be hungover. Everyone else is going to be dragging ass. Everyone else is going to be whining and bitching and complaining. Fuck that shit. It's Monday. You grab that shit by the balls and you say, you know what? I'm going to fucking rock it today. I'm going to be the best person in sales, the best person answering the phone at fucking T-Mobile. I don't know what the fuck you do. I don't know. The best person shoveling at the construction site. The best teacher. I ain't going to talk about no pronouns today. That'll be nice. You know, whatever. Whatever it is your job is. Do the best. Be the best. Because you know what? When review time comes, they're going to remember the person who always did their best, regardless of how crazy your weekend is. Yeah, you may be hungover. Yeah, so what? Yeah, your pussy may be sore from the all-night fuckery you did last night or fucking you did last night. But you know what? We're going to put that shit on hold. We're not going to let them see our weakness, our pain. This is a war. This is the war we're fighting with ourselves, with the company, with the country. And I know a lot of crazy fucking shit took place over this weekend. Shootings. I talked about it in Saturday's episode. Another shooting took place yesterday at a church in California. And another one took place, I believe, yesterday in Texas. But just between a couple, like five people. You know, condolences go out to them. My heart goes out to them, but that's not you. Right? The day goes on. Shit has to still get done. You know, I'm not heartless. I'm not cold, you know, cold, whatever. I don't think. But you still got bills to pay, right? You still got shit to do. I still got shit to do. Motherfucker, I'm here. I'm working. Am I being the best employee or whatever? Probably not. I could do better. But that's me. In my mind, I'm my own worst enemy. I compete with myself. I try to be better than what I was. And if it takes a week or takes a month, then that's what it takes. But I'm going to do it. I'm going to constantly try to improve. And I recommend that you think that way too. You know, maybe today you got up, you could only walk 5 minutes. You only had 5 minutes time to walk. That's okay. I get it. Shit happens. But next Monday, your bitch ass better walk 10 minutes. I don't want to hear no fucking excuses. You know, that's not where we're about over here. I'm over here in Jersey, which means I'm in America. Which means we don't bullshit. We don't play fucking games. We got shit to do. We fucking do it. Yeah, it sucks. Yeah, I really don't want to fucking do it. But guess what? Whining and bitching about it is not going to get it done. It's still going to have to get done. And many times I got to take my own advice. Because to be honest with you guys, a lot of times I drag ass. I'm the same. I'm human. You know, but if I had someone like me to push me, to motivate me, like I motivate you guys, or try to, then who knows where I'd be. But fuck it, that's there and here. This is now. I know with everything going on with the the shootings, and the fucking, oh my God, the racism that they're showing us on the news. I told you they're going to run this cycle. They're going to be pushing this shit for the next God knows how long. And I hate to breathe that conspiracy, motherfucker, but let's look at this. Let's look at this. All of a sudden, that $40 billion in Ukraine, we ain't talking about that shit no more, right? We ain't talking about Disney. We're not talking about them fucking, you know, the kids, the transgender. Not even talking really, truly about the abortion as much. Now we're focusing on racism again and gun violence. And look what's coming up. The November primaries are coming up. So they're going to run their campaign on gun control and on racism. Similar to what they always do. They're trying to pin us against each other, people. I don't give a shit what side you're on. I don't give a fuck what your pronoun or gender is. That's what you want to do? Good. you want to be a furry and you want to put a dildo with a tail attached to it in your ass and you know, go to work and think it's cool and that's what you want to do, fine. Just don't put one in my ass unless I ask you to, which, you know, sometimes I, you know, I think about that, but that's another podcast for another day. You know, that's what we have to do. We have to, you know, band together as a people, regardless of color, pronoun, gender, sexuality, whatever. We have to be one nation. Doesn't have to be one nation under God. It could be on one nation, just one nation, period. You know, if we're divided, you know, it's divide and conquer right now. That's what is taking place. And, you know, what's sad is that a lot of people don't even see it. A lot of people just wake up and they're like, this is life. This is the way it's supposed to be. And this is the way it's going to be. What can you do? Well, there's many things you can do. You can write to your congressman. You write to your senator. You can write to your fucking president. You can fucking protest. You can do many things. Apparently, peaceful protest these days, depending upon, you know, who you're fighting for, or who you're protesting, can go from extreme to calm, depending upon, again, the cause. So we really, you know, we just need to band together, like I said, and really try to fight for our rights, what's left of them. I don't, you know, fuck Bill Gates, fuck Ministry of Truth, fuck Biden, fuck all that shit. And you know, I don't like Pelosi, fuck her too, her stock inside of trading ass. You know, I wouldn't be mad, to be honest with you. I wouldn't be mad with Pelosi as much if she would just share. You know what I mean? Just tweet, hey, buy whatever at this price. You know, just let me know. I'm sorry, guys. If she just let me know, I might share it with you. I might. I don't know. If we had a deal, to be honest with you, if she made a deal with me and be like, CJ, you can't tell nobody, then fuck, I ain't gonna tell nobody. That's what, you know, that was the deal. And sometimes, you know, you got to do what the terms of the deal is. But until that happens, fuck her and her old ass. But yeah, fuck Bill Gates, man. This guy can't even get fucking software right, Windows right. How many times, guys, you're at work, boom, fucking random error pops up, blue screen of death, all of these fucking letters and numbers, you have no idea it's on the screen. You must restart your computer, and you restart and it doesn't work, or it turns on and turns off, or, you know, the blue screen pops back up again. You lose all your files, all this shit. This is the guy you're going to choose to give you fucking medical advice? This is what we're doing? We're listening to this fucking guy? He can't fix his own fucking software. This is the person you're going to trust with medical advice with your body. He can't fix computers. The software that he wrote, supposedly, he can't fix. It's just, hey, I can't fix the old one. You're just going to have to get the new one. The new Windows 7 was fantastic, in my opinion. Then they upgraded to 10, supposedly made it better. I don't think it was. It just came with more errors. And as every Windows comes up, there's more and more errors. More and more viruses. More and more issues. Right? How many times? Dude, I know I'm not alone on this, man. I know I'm not alone, that you're just working, everything's fucking fine, then boop, computer restarted. Why the computer restart? And then it just doesn't work anymore. Windows error. You go to work one day, maybe even today, God forbid, you turn your computer on, you get to the office, and there's a fucking blank screen, big black screen, or that stupid Windows logo that just sits there and spins. Starting with the fucking bar at the bottom, you know, and it just keeps going. It's starting. No, it's nothing starting up. Go fuck yourself. But this is the guy that a lot of people lean to for medical advice. The same person, keep in mind, who released vaccines in multiple countries and literally killed people with these vaccines. That's a fact. You can look it up. Why are we trusting this man? He is like no better than Fauci, in my opinion. And now, you know, with things going on right now, we need people like Elon Musk, people who are willing to stand up and really lend a hand to us. And I bring up Elon because not about the solar or the environment. I don't give a shit about the climate, to be honest with you. Just because no matter what we do, there's going to be countries like China who do their own shit, right? Like, okay, we recycle and we don't mine for gas or whatever. We don't fucking we don't pollute the air as much. But China's going to keep doing it. They don't give a fuck what we say. So it's like fighting a losing battle. Why are we continuing to do all this? I'm not saying don't recycle. I recycle every fucking day. I'm a crazy person. I'll drive around with my cans, you know, when I'm working. I have, you know, empty cans from drinking soda and shit or seltzer water. And I find a recycle bin and I throw them all in. That's me. But I'm saying a lot of, you know, it doesn't make any sense that why are we battling this climate change shit when, you know, China doesn't give a fuck and they're going to do their own fuck, their own shit. And that's why they're beating us in manufacturing, you know, into that division and production. Tesla announced that he's making more fucking Teslas in Shanghai because they're hard workers. They work all night long. Yeah, there's no fucking limitations. Am I saying China's better? Hell to the fuck no, I'm not saying that shit. I'm just saying it doesn't make any sense that we're going to fucking take one aspect of China. You know, we're supposed to be proud, you know, to work with them and admire them. Supposedly, Joe Biden loves China, respects them very much. But at the same time, we have to have different climate rules. Like, you know, which one is it? If we're going to enforce companies here to follow certain rules, you know, how can we, you know, how are we supposed to be able to look at China and be like, oh, that's not a competition? Yeah, that's a major competition. And if we don't start making manufacturing in this country, we're going to be fucked very soon. But when I talk about manufacturing, I also mean farming. I also mean production. Like electronics, like the chip shortage. All this shit would not be a problem if we continue to manufacture shit in this country. I don't care what president is in charge of that. Just make that happen, because that'll also bring back jobs here. Where am I going with this? I have no fucking idea where I'm going with this. It's a Monday rant. I'm on it today. I'm heated, frustrated with the weekend. The weekend was fucked, man. I had a rainy weekend, you know. Raining. I had this one person promise me $10 tip, gave me $2. Fuck you and your Jersey Mike's. Then I have this nice guy who gave me like an $80 tip randomly. Nice Italian dude, nice, you know, nice man. Gave me an $80 tip and gave me some gold bills. I didn't even know they melted bills down, or they melted gold and turned them into bills. So like each bill is worth, I don't know, like 0.002 of an ounce or something. But still, it's pretty cool to see. If you ever have a chance, look it up. I actually will be, you know, it's only like $5 for one or $4 for one. So I'll, you know, slowly to invest into that and have that in your savings is important. This is not an ad. I have no idea who does this. I'm not being sponsored for this. This is just what I'm going to do. You know, the stock market's so volatile. You know, gold is going to be a necessity. It's always going to be there. I'm going to put some of my money into gold. Not a lot, obviously. I don't have a lot. But I'm going to do it. Because I think it's important to have that little backup, a little nest egg somehow, whether it's stock or gold. But as of right now, the stock market is not looking too hot. You could say it's a buy market, but every time you buy, it seems to drop a little bit more. So I guess you just keep buying until you get the bottom, if you have those kind of funds. But again, I'm not an expert of anything. So don't take that advice. I'm also not an expert when it comes to formula. But apparently neither is America. Because according to the government, and I provided a link, they do not really give a shit about us as far as the babies are concerned and about most things. But because why would you send formula to the border and formula to illegals and literally leave our shelves bare? But again, that article's in there. I don't want to get over that, go crazy. You know, you're going to call me a conspiracy theorist, a fuckhead, whatever the fuck. That's just, you know, what I see it. They're saying it themselves, so it's not like it's a Fox article, whatever. No, this is what the government is saying. I think even Pete Buttigieg said it too. So, and he should know because he's a dad with his husband. They have a child together. So he should know about baby formula. But like I suggested to you guys, pick up goat's milk. Go to a local farm if you have one nearby. Get your goat's milk. Check online. Goat's milk is a good alternative for breast milk. Formula has some nutrients in it. Sure, if you can get a can of formula, like I said, I take a half a scoop of formula, whatever the dosage is, cut it in a quarter, cut it in half, mix it with some goat's milk, heat it up, and give it to your baby. You will be okay. at least until you can pick up actual formula. Is it a permanent replacement? No. But the good thing about goat's milk is a lot of people who have lactose intolerance can tolerate goat's milk. And that's really good for babies, as you know. Because the last thing you want to do is have a baby with acid reflux and have to give them some kind of fucking medication like Prevacid, which makes it things worse or cause all other kinds of symptoms. I'm trying to be anti-drug over here. Right? I don't see marijuana as a drug because it grows from the ground, but that's just me. I'm not suggesting marijuana, but that's my medication of choice. Yeah, I take an occasional Tylenol here and there. Yeah, I take a multivitamin, but you prescribe me anything, I'm not taking it. Unless I do my research and I see that there's absolutely zero side effects. And to date, I haven't even seen that. Not for one. But yes, to go back to it, goat's milk is important. It's also a great alternative for formula. And the reason why I bring this up is because this article today I want to talk about is about major U.S. manufacturer warns baby formula shortage will last throughout this year. Fun. Fun Monday. The U.S. has been hit. I mean, listen, it's either this or I talk about some horrible shit that happened over the weekend, which you're going to get barraged with on your news feed, on your fucking whatever. So either I talk about this or, you know, I don't know. That's either that or tragedy. Or you want to hear, you know, some crazy conspiracy shit, which what I think is happening. I don't want to mention it yet until I get more evidence or more info. But this I have evidence of. So I'm going to talk about this. The U.S. has been hit by a massive baby formula shortage, which was in particular caused by the coronavirus pandemic-induced bottlenecks and February's recall of a baby formula made by Abbott Nutrition, one of the U.S. leading manufacturers of the product. Murray Kessler is the CEO of the Perrigo company, which is the U.S. maker of store-brand baby formulas, for Walmart and Amazon. Murray warned of the product's looming shortage in the country for the rest of 2022. In an interview with Reuters, Kessler said that although the company's manufacturing facilities in Ohio and Vermont are now running at 115% capacity amid the nationwide crisis, shortages and heightened demand for baby formula could last for the balance of the year. Quote, "We have stepped up and are killing ourselves to do everything we can," end quote, the Perrigo CEO pointed out. He added that at the behest of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, Kessler said Perrigo is now only making four items, the store brand versions of Similac Pro Sensitive and Pro Advance, as well as Enfamil Gentilease and Infants. Gentilease and Infant. I'm not familiar with that one. Enfamil I know, but I've never heard Gentilease. That doesn't sound delicious at all. Oh my God. The remarks followed FDA Commissioner's Robert Califf claiming that the government's efforts to help other companies ramp up production and increase imports from overseas should help ease the baby formula shortage. We believe these and other ongoing efforts will help dramatically improve the supply in the U.S. in a matter of weeks. Our data indicates that in-stock rates in retail stores are stabilizing, but we continue to work around the clock to further increase availability. Do you believe that? I don't know. I mean, you could say anything, right? I mean, I don't know. Yeah, we're working really hard on it and then just fucking go jerk off to porn. I don't know. This came after President Joe Biden infuriated critics by arguing on Friday that no one could have predicted the crisis, which saw angry parents in a whole array of states go from store to store in an attempt to find the urgently needed formula. When asked whether his administration should have acted sooner in order to tackle the shortage, he said, "If we'd been better mind readers, I guess we could have." This is the president, son. The fucking president with a sarcastic answer, "If we'd been better mind readers, I guess we could have." You have experts in this field watching this shit. They know when sales go down. They know when shelves are empty. They know this shit. They're the government. They know when you take a shit and if it was a fucking good one or a bad one. Probably. I don't know. I'm assuming. But again, I'm crazy. I'm paranoid. Man, you know. The statement, however, was preceded by Brian Deese, director of the National Economic Council, telling CNN that the White House had been urging states to take action to combat the issue back in February. So first, Biden says, you know, if we'd be better mind readers, we would have taken action. But now the White House response is they urge states to take action to combat the issue back in February. 3 months ago? According to him, the move was preceded by the shortage being exacerbated by a February 17th recall of some baby formula products produced by Abbott. Right, we talked about this. We actually gave states the guidance on using flexibility the day after this recall happened in February. So they're saying February 18th, they told states to ramp up the supply, to get ready. He spoke as Biden is under fire from Republicans who point to POTUS green lighting the delivery of weapons to Ukraine worth billions of dollars amid the baby formula production crisis. The U.S. Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act refers to a baby formula as, quote, a food which purports to be or is represented for special dietary use solely as a food for infants by reason of its stimulation of human milk or its suitability as a complete or partial substitute for human milk. So basically, they're saying that formula is as good as human milk. That's what they're saying. But it's more important to send the $40 billion plus weapons lightning speed to Ukraine when we knew about this baby shortage coming since probably before February. But we'll just go with February, you know, because that's what they're saying. So that should really infuriate a lot of people, especially parents who are struggling. I saw a video of one parent saying they had to go to three different stores to get the formula they were looking for. And then some people are being limited of how many you can buy. It's like the fucking toilet paper bullshit all over again. Remember that? You went to the fucking store. You could only buy one roll of toilet paper or one package of toilet paper or paper towels. Remember that bullshit during COVID? Yeah. So what's the solution, guys? The goat's milk, it's a great solution. But who has a solution? You know who has a solution? Our good old friends. You may know him as Bill Gates. Yeah, back at it again, right? Here we go. Zuckerberg, Bezos, and Branson Funding Company creating lab-grown breast milk as baby formula shortage hits. What a coincidence. The government only knew about this back in February. But good old Bill Gates and Zuckerberg and Bezos, all three of those assholes, were able to already have a company established working on this. Maybe they are better mind readers than Joe Biden. Let's see. Back in 2020, the investment firm Breakthrough Energy Venture announced $3.5 million in Series A funding for a company called BioMilk. That's BioMilk. Oh, how cute. Isn't that cute? BioMilk, BioMilk. Aw. Gates, Zuckerberg, Bezos, and Branson are all members of Breakthrough Energy Venture. In 2021, the group invested an additional $21 million into the company. $21 million fucking dollars in 2021, a year ago. Coincidence that this is happening now? I don't know. Maybe. You tell me. I don't think it is. I think it was all planned. BioMilk is a North Carolina business created in 2019 by cell biologist Layla Strickland. The company is working to create, quote, human milk, end quote. They're aiming to create human milk, not formula, human milk, in a lab using cells taken from human breast milk tissue and milk from local women who are rewarded with Target gift cards. I can't make this shit up, yo. I can't make this shit up. They're going to give Target gift cards to pregnant women or women who are lactating or men or any person who lactates, I guess. Target gift cards for your possibly tainted milk. God knows what you're doing. You could be smoking crack all night, drinking, smoking, right? Who knows how many shots, boosters you've taken or whatever shots you've taken. Here's some milk for your baby. A CNN business article published earlier this month focusing on BioMilk said the lab-grown formula could be ready to sell to customers within 3 years. Now, we all know how that works, within 3 years, right? If there's a need, that 3 years turns into 3 months. The vaccine was supposed to be 2 years, and it came out within a few months. Not comparing the two, but just saying that if things need to be expedited, they can be expedited. Now, will they fully test this before they released it? Because they fully tested the vaccine. Anyway, before I get on another rant, let me continue. According to the report, BioMilk grows the cells in flasks, feeding them nutrients, and then incubates them in a bioreactor that mimics the environment in a breast. Here, the cells absorb more nutrients and secrete milk components. Wow, here you go. Brand new baby. Here, drink this. Drink this. It's a whole bunch of fucking chemicals that was created in a lab. What's the problem? The company's co-founder, Layla Strickland, told CNN the hardest part about getting the product on the market is convincing regulators it's safe for babies. Well, that's got to be tough. Regulators, didn't you hear what I said? This is how we make it. It's so, come on, you must be a fucking moron. Guys, hello. BioMilk grows the cells in a flask, we feed their ass nutrients, and then incubate that shit in a fucking bioreactor. That's like the same shit as a breast, yo. The cells then absorb more nutrients and then secrete milk. What's the problem? Why isn't this approved? I don't know what your problem is, regulator. What's the problem? It sounds, sounds science fiction, right? It sounds kind of crazy, but this is, don't forget who's behind this. Regulators. We've got Bill Gates here. You know he's good with Windows. You know he's good with vaccines. He ain't no doctor, but he knows all that shit. We know Bezos. Bezos can't get his rocket up, right? He can't get his rocket to Mars, but, he got prime shipping. Shout out to Bezos. Right? And then we got Zuckerberg, who knows social media so well. So what the fuck? Why don't you think we can do this? Why don't you think this is safe, regulator? We have a track record of success, is what I'm saying. And you need to take a chance on us. I mean, after all, the country has a low supply, almost a no supply of baby formula. So we have to. You have to let us create this. You have to make an emergency order to have us create this for the people. And I'll tell you what, we'll only charge you guys a discounted rate, $5 billion each, or whatever the number's going to be. And we'll have it on the shelf in a few weeks, a few months. We'll do lightning shipping. And you know what? Fucking Bezos will do prime shipping. I guarantee you. Bezos will be like, listen, you can only buy from Amazon. You'll get it in 1 day or less. This is it. It's Amazon's product only. You can go to the Microsoft store in the mall and pick up one. Zuckerberg, you can buy it on the Facebook marketplace. I don't know. Maybe that's what they're going to do. And they're going to really corner the market and really fuck us. But again, I'm a paranoid person. I'm crazy fuck. Whatever. The article continues. Now, with media around the nation covering the worsening baby formula shortage and many citizens looking to the federal government for help, the FDA is investigating ways to get more baby formula on the shelves of stores. Could the same FDA that recently rushed to give multiple experimental mRNA COVID vaccines emergency approval in the face of a crisis now approve the experimental lab-grown breast milk in order to save their own butts? Fact-checkers are already jumping on the Bill Gates BioMilk story to present a strawman argument to dismiss the real concerns people have. Fact-check sites that are so trustworthy, like PolitiFact and Newswise, publish articles claiming people think that artificial breast milk company is responsible for the baby formula shortage, or that the shortage was purposely created because Zuckerberg and Gates are invested in BioMilk. That's absurd. That's crazy. Why would these people who have so much pull and so much power try to create a corner in the market and also have a product to resolve it? That's like creating a virus and the vaccine at the same time and releasing one after the other. That doesn't make any sense. Who would do such a thing? I don't think that ever happens. Do you? Nobody's claiming the shortage was artificially created to sell the lab-grown breast milk, but rather that elitists like Bill Gates are often suspiciously ahead of the curve when it comes to seizing on tragedies. Well, you know what? His whole life, he's just been at the right place at the right time. Windows 7 fucks up, boom, Windows 10. What's the problem, right? Windows 10 fucks up, whatever we're at right now. You know, this outbreak happens and he has a vaccine. It just happens. You know, he's an expert, you know, at everything. Jack of all trades. Jackass of all trades. Okay, let's see here. As a keen Twitter user accurately joked, Bill Gates is amazing. He launches artificial breast milk right as the formula shortage hits America. He is the largest investor in vaccines, and there's a pandemic. He is the largest owner of land in America, and there's a food crisis. It's like he's clairvoyant. Maybe he is. Maybe he is. Or maybe. Well, maybe he's just manipulating shit to be in control and be and eventually have full control of everything. Maybe that's his plan. Maybe he's going to own all the farmland, which he already does in America. He's going to have that area covered, and you're going to have to go to him for anything. Yeah. Still want that Apple computer? You better get Windows, bitch. If you want to eat, you want food on the table, you better buy Windows. You better buy fucking Windows products. I'm obviously joking. I have no idea what the plan is. This is all a comedy show, you know, whatever. Bill Gates is amazing. He launches... Okay, no, I read that part already. Okay. That was True North 2021. At True North 2021, shout out on Twitter. Right, so that's where we're at right now. We're at a time in this country where just when you thought... You know, that's really what the Biden administration is. I'm going to leave you with this. And you can quote me on this, and you could fucking tell your congressman or whatever the fuck you got to do, tell your boss or your therapist or whoever else you have to see after listening to this show, that I said this. This administration is like the fucking worst case of diarrhea. Just when you think that shit is over, here comes some more shit. And more shit. Just when you think this shit can't get no worse. Boom. More shit. That is what this administration is like. Write it down. Put it on your car. Put it on your truck if you're a trucker, please. Make sure all I'm asking is you put at CJ Bronson Show or CJ Bronson Podcast, because I need more listeners. I need to reach more ears. I'm not saying don't buy bio milk with a Q, not a K. I'm not saying don't buy it. I'm saying try goat's milk. It's from an animal. That animal is very similar to a cow. That animal's milk is arguably more digestible than cow's milk to more people because of the lactose intolerance that a lot of people have. That goat, you could see if you go to the farm, you could pet it, you could touch it, you could ask the farmer what it's being fed. Is it happy? You could see it run around, or whatever the fuck goats do. I don't know what the fuck goats do. Bah! I don't know. I guess that... Oh, is that a sheep? I don't know. Whatever the fuck goats do. You know? You could actually see it and talk to it and whatever. Please give me some good milk. Please, little goaty-goaty, please. Comb his whiskers or beard, whatever the fuck goats have, right? Be real nice to the goat. Pet the goat. Maybe you can even make a deal with the farmer. Trade something. I'm not saying trade pussy for goat's milk, but I mean, if you got to feed your kid, you got to feed your kid. I'm not going to judge you. Again, I'm going to say the same thing I always say. All I ask is for a copy of the video. If you do that, send me the video to at CJ Bronson Show on Twitter. But for real, send it. I'm serious. Send it. You got to do what you got to do, right? Goat's milk is available, at last time I checked, at Walmart, at your grocery store. It's in a can. Buy it while it's still there. Mix a little bit of formula in it. If you don't have any formula in the meantime, at least you'll have goat's milk to hold the baby over until you can get your hands on some formula. And even then, I dilute it in goat's milk. Just so you can make that formula last longer, it'll be more cost effective. Yeah, goat's milk is expensive, but it's not as expensive as the formula is going to be when you're trying to buy that shit on Craigslist at a premium. You know, that's just, you know, my two cents. That's how I see things. Again, I'm a crazy person, not a doctor, not a nutritionalist, just a guy in a Kia with his microphone. I don't know. What do you guys think? Would you drink goat's milk? Would you try it? I mean, look, I would take goat's milk and I'd drink it. Right? I would drink it. I'd drink actual breast milk before I drink bio milk. Because if I'm going to give it to my baby, I'm going to make sure it's good. Like, it's going to be, you know what I mean? It's not going to kill me. Then I'm not, if it's going to kill me, then obviously I'm not going to give it to the baby, right? Come on. But will you tell me what do you think is more harmful for a baby? These fucking idiots coming together with bio milk, untested. And even if it is tested, is it long-term tested? Probably not. How could it be? Again, just my point, my opinion. Or go to the farm and get some actual goat's milk. If it upsets you, if you're worried about contamination, boil the goat's milk, then cool it. Right? If you boil it, it should kill most shit if something's in it. If you're worried about that, I would still trust fucking raw goat's milk over this shit. You know? But hey, what do I know? I'm not Bill Gates. I'm not one of these people who are so smart that think that men could have babies. I'm not one of those people. But, you know, if these people believe that, then I guess they're the experts. You know, if you listened to Bill Gates and got all boosted up and whatever the fuck, Mark Zuckerberg's robot's ass talking about the metaverse, and you're in the metaverse right now, you know, who knows? Maybe that's the problem. Maybe if we had more babies in the metaverse, oh, maybe that's it. If you had an abortion, you wouldn't have to worry about the breast milk or the fucking formula. Maybe that's the takeaway here. I'm kidding, obviously. Listen to what I said before. Goat's milk is the way. I'm telling you. Try to look for it online. If I had some links in the description, I'll put them. You could ask me on Twitter. I'll tell you. You know, that's what we're into right now. That's the world we're in. We got to band together and help each other out. You know, seriously. If I had some formula, I would share it with somebody who had a baby that did not have any formula. You know, we got to help each other because obviously these fucking morons are on their own fucking mission. They're on their own mission. They don't have enough money. They don't have enough power. It's never enough. Because remember, the Democrats and the liberal parties always said, why did Elon spend $40 billion on Twitter when he could have spent $40 billion solving world hunger? But no one's questioning, why did Biden send $40 billion to Ukraine when he could have used that $40 billion to solve world hunger? Same thing, right? They don't spin it that way. Think about that shit. Have a good Monday. Enjoy. Work your ass off. Fucking kill it. Every day is a grind. You know what? Enjoy it. Enjoy this. Because who knows if lockdowns are coming back. And if they're fucking coming back, you're not going to be able to make that money or make that overtime or even have a job. Right? Let's be realistic here. Everyone's looking for a job. If you ain't the best, they'll find someone who is. Kill it, grind. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Peace.